Wauwatosa has been at the drawing board for several years over an issue that some say pits development against green space. The city is trying to do some long-term planning for its southwest corner called the Life Sciences District. Although it is dominated by a bustling medical complex, the attention of many has been on a small parcel known by its fans as Sanctuary Woods. Its future was the subject of a public hearing last night. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
If you're not immersed in the Sanctuary Woods debate, or if you've never been there, it's hard to imagine its 52 acres. It falls within what has historically been called Milwaukee County grounds, portions of which, particularly along its western edge, have been developed. But within Sanctuary Woods, biologists have found wildlife they never expected. Tree frogs, long-eared owls, flying squirrels. Even an endangered bumblebee, the rusty patched, has been spotted there. During an October Wauwatosa Plan Commission meeting, city planner Tammy Zudi laid out the latest version of the Life Sciences District Plan. It proposes where commercial and residential development might one day rise, along with how to ease traffic and encourage biking and walking.
The plan strongly talks about conserving the parks and environmental areas and adding the non-park county-owned land, also known as Sanctuary Woods, to this area and then permanently protecting it with deed restrictions or something, also protecting it through zoning change.
Here's where the Sanctuary Woods story gets complicated. While Wauwatosa has the power to zone, Milwaukee County owns the parcel and would have to agree to permanently preserve the green space. At the October meeting, Zudi said she reached out to Milwaukee County.
We notified them that we were introducing this plan in this forum tonight, but we will have a conversation. But I don't know where it's, I can't say where it's going to lead, but they're aware of the plan.
And they will continue to be made aware of the plan. So
that's Wauwatosa Mayor Kathy Eli. She's been buffeted with criticism from some residents who say the city has fallen short in protecting the unique woodland. She calls the proposed plan a guideline, but one the city cannot control or implement independently.
Anything that happens here takes collaboration and private investment for developments within the city guidelines, but any type of implementation would require multiple, the property owners, the city, and stakeholders getting together to make these things happen.
Barb Agnew has been steadily advocating for Sanctuary Woods and adjacent green space. She's urging city leaders to incorporate 5 points of preservation, including that nearby building heights remain low and
that any new development or building that occurs comply with the dark skies protocols. We have a lot of nocturnal animals, and light pollution can severely affect these adjacent natural areas.
Agnew shared her list at the October meeting and again last night at a public hearing. Over 100 people were there, and while many chose not to speak, they waved signs that simply stated agree when Agnew and others spoke. Those who testified called for assurance that Sanctuary Woods would be permanently protected and that neighboring development would not diminish its biodiversity. Signs shot up when Wauwatosa resident Dane Maddox shared his thoughts.
Unfortunately, the implementation section of the plan before us tonight states, quote, the plan intends to preserve and conserve the natural environment and through actions that may be undertaken by the city. I intended to lose 20 pounds before December 1st. It didn't work out quite as I had planned, and I actually took actions toward that goal. Intentions are meaningless if they are not substantively followed by serious commitments, as several people have stated tonight.
The crowd left the public hearing not sure how the debate will be resolved. The Common Council plans to take up the Life Sciences District plan 2 weeks from now. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.